say this in Wichita a lot at the service over there because it's our central mission, but we believe it here, we believe it everywhere, that we want to help the church plant everywhere. we exist as a mission base to send the church. We want to see her go and relate in her divine way. The world relates in a certain way by the basis of the flesh, which usually ends up in sin, various things, but the church relates in a dynamic divine way. And so Sam and we, you saw us a few weeks ago, we prayed for him and Tyler and Shem and all those guys and their wives, and they're a church. This is a church that meets on Wednesday night. It's not a holding tank cell group for New Life. They're an autonomous, living, organic body of Christ that are new covenant people being together. And that church is not only meeting to encourage one another, which it does, it's meeting not only to worship God, which it does, it is meeting together to be on mission to spread the blessing and break the curse off of people's lives. And we do that together, together as family. So, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, so we've, last 3 weeks, been intentionally praying about how do we go on mission as a house church? How do we, as the body of Christ, Living Stones together, go into our community and influence the sick, the lost, the prodigals, and praying for opportunity? A brother had a great opportunity. Met some individuals that were definitely longing for some fellowship, definitely were curious about the Lord, definitely had a lot of physical needs also, and it brought that to my attention and story. They were all okay. He let them know about our house church. Can we come pray for you? That was that's pretty much all we said was, can we come lay hands and pray over you? Time goes on. We figure out we're going to take all the guys. We're going to worship together at house church. The girls are going to pray over us while we leave. All those guys leave. It was 9 of us guys. We leave. I asked all the guys. I called every one of them individually. Please bring some food out of your pantry, whatever you got, whatever you want to give up, because just young guys will eat whatever, and it would definitely bless them. So we brought a bunch of food, went to the location where they were in need, and brought the food in. Went for one specific guy, and then another guy happened to be there. Took him out in a lot. This house had no AC, so it was cooler to go outside, and sat in a circle, prayed over them, made sure they understood exactly what the gospel was, who Jesus was, and our intentions. And the thing that stood out to me was making it very clear that, you know, we're bringing food to you, we're going to pray into how we can get AC into this house for you, but more importantly, that Jesus Christ is the living bread and that you will never hunger again and you will never thirst again if you have him. He's the answer to all of your needs. And we're very clear about that. And we want to start relationship and figure out how to make you guys, encourage you to stay in relationship so you can be disciples. Very receiving, great, left. It was a good feeling. House church is a good feeling when you get done, but after doing that, it was like this wholeness of like, we did it all. You know, I don't know how to explain it. We didn't do it all well. We were stumbling over ourselves. We didn't know how to communicate. We're all sitting around. We didn't know who should talk and where to go. But it felt like we did it all. We did everything we were called to do. We edified each other. We worshiped together. We went on mission and influenced our community. And then prayed specifically for the AC. We're going to pray in an AC. Called Jonathan. Felt led to call him. Because of his workplace, he eventually located something for us and got to deliver the AC yesterday with Haley, install it. He's got AC now, going from 100 to 70, so very blessed now there. We're blessed, excited for the relationship, and excited for the next opportunity. But again, it's been the AC was an answer to prayer for them and for us, and the biggest answer to prayer was the opportunity, because we didn't know how to do it. We didn't know how to make that next step to go out into the community and serve everyone. So,
amen. Good. Thank you. Excellent. So we again want to emphasize the DNA of a church. The church is doing three things. We're exalting the Savior. We're worshiping together. We're equipping the saints. We're edifying one another. And we're evangelizing the sinner, if you will. We're going on mission to bless, because it is a trustworthy saying that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Paul says in 1 Timothy 3:15, of which I am the worst. And so we take the good news together. Amen.